Joining me now on the phone is Rebecca Shee, the executive director of the Illinois Business Immigration Coalition. And I thought it'd be timely to have her on the program because of issues revolving immigration rights, issues of detentions at the southern border. On Friday, the Senate Democratic leader, Chuck Schumer, and other Democratic senators, including Dick Durbin from Illinois, toured a Texas detention facility in which Schumer said that the conditions were inhumane, even though authorities tried to make things look better the day before their visit, and he called the conditions were appalling. Rebecca, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Good morning.
From Denver, I understand.
Yes, good morning from Denver. Thank you for having me on.
Rebecca's having an interesting trip back to Chicago through from Wyoming to Idaho to Denver. So hopefully you'll be back in Chicago later today.
That's right. I'm excited. I heard the heat finally broke today.
Yes, your timing is magnificent. That's for sure. Well, you know, when you see the kind of the actions of this administration, and your group has long advocated for a comprehensive immigration reform solution, but when you see this administration, you know, using such issues of race and ethnicity in kind of dividing and creating political divisions, how can you be confident that we'll ever get to a comprehensive immigration reform package?
Sure. I mean, I think that the tweet that you played, together with the crisis at the border and for this last month, these threats of large-scale raids makes clear that the race baiting, the immigrant fear-mongering is central to President Trump's 2020 strategy. So given that, the chance of a comprehensive immigration reform package that's solution-based, that actually supports the economy and provides a path to citizenship for the 11 million, doesn't seem that there's a high possibility ahead of the 2020 election.
And you know, it doesn't seem that it was that long ago when there was the Gang of Eight, the bipartisan group of U.S. senators who basically came up with a framework for an comprehensive immigration solution. And now, you know, you've got Dick Durbin, who is supposed to be working on bipartisan asylum legislation with Lindsey Graham, the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee. I remember, you know, Lindsey Graham was a great advocate of comprehensive immigration reform, but, you know, look at where he has come in his political ventures, from being a outspoken critic of President Trump to being now his golf buddy and closest friend.
Right, that's right. Senator Graham was partner to our Senator Durbin back in 2012, 2013 during the Gang of Eight, and now his views, his messaging is now completely aligned with the president. You know, we saw this last week. The president, through administrative rule, issued a new asylum policy, and that was something that, you know, with the support of Republicans in Congress, for the first time, right, making sure that people that cross the border do not apply for asylum at the border inside the United States, but must apply for asylum within the first country that they're across. Specifically targeting Central Americans. And, you know, there was also reports, I think a couple of days ago, saying that for 2020, the number of asylees that are accepted in the U.S. Will be zero. And so it's a 180 since the gain of aid legislation was proposed in 2012-2013 that we see today.
Now, I know Trump also has been saying that Mexican authorities have gotten more strict on their side of the border, and that's helping to, in his words, reduce illegal border crossings. Is there any evidence of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that this has been achieved with cooperation from Mexican officials on the other side of the border. Absolutely.
So what, you know, where do we, let's look at the border and the issue of these detention centers and just what everybody acknowledges is just kind of an intolerable situation. The fact is that, you know, we need to have some kind of solution here, but we can't just be putting people in cages, especially, you know, children.
Absolutely. I mean, I think one of the central factors that's contributing to the conditions, the horrific conditions in these detention centers and, you know, these children being caged is also an administrative rule that altered in this last year, where previously, if there are children at the border, families within the United States could sponsor for them. Under this administration, they've made it much more rigorous in terms of auditing the families and the sponsors so that they have to go through background checks as well as anyone living under that household. And so children at the border tend to more likely have families in the United States who are undocumented or living with other family who are undocumented. So if you are to do a background check of everyone in that household, you're basically deterring them from sponsoring their, you know, kids or their nephews or nieces and contributing and exasperating to this overcrowding when they could be joined and together with their family in the United States. So that's another administrative rule that changed, and it, you know, exasperated this crisis that we're seeing at the border.
We're speaking with Rebecca Shee. She is the executive director of the Illinois Business Immigration Coalition. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune, joined on the phone by Rebecca Shee, executive director of the Illinois Business Immigration Coalition. We're talking about some of the changes that have taken place under various administrative policies under the Trump administration as immigration becomes such a big part of the political campaign for 2020, for the Trump re-election campaign. The president this morning on Twitter saying, big progress at the border, but Dems in Congress must change the immigration laws for all to be good, end the loopholes, and much more. That's the president on Twitter this morning. Rebecca, I think people, and you hear this from kind of Trump and his supporters, that it's all or nothing. It's either you have to have strict border policies, and it's the other side, they just want open borders. And I think, you know, here it's like a lot of things involving law. It's not just a black and white issue. I don't think there's anybody that truly supports open borders.
No, and the facts are the border crossings are at historic low, what we've seen and what the president has been tweeting as a crisis, just the numbers do not testify to that. For example, even last year, 65% of people that did apply for asylum were denied, so only 35% of those that applied were admitted. I think that if we kind of take a step back, this is part of the president's strategy. You know, he talks about building a physical barrier at the border, but what he's also doing through these administrative policies is building a virtual barrier. So across the board, we're seeing delays and denies in naturalization, becoming citizens. You know, we saw in the last couple of days there is proposals to even revise the citizenship test. We've seen a delay and deny in the renewal of these high-skill H-1B visas that a lot of our tech companies, hospitals, manufacturers depend on. And then the asylum policies, right, to basically reduce asylum applications to zero by next year. And so, you know, over the last few years, we've seen both the border crossings actually have been lower than they were, you know, over the last 10 years, and also through these different administrative rules and proposals that we've seen these delays and the reduction in legal immigration as well. So the numbers actually don't, and they contradict, right, what the president is saying.
I was curious about the issue of ICE and the much talked about raids that were supposed to have been conducted last weekend in major American cities. Obviously, not the high scale raids that everybody expected. There would seem more like ICE doing what it normally does. But I guess I wonder the fact that this was kind of the president trumpeting that there were going to be these raids, and then he delayed for a couple of weeks because Speaker Pelosi said, you know, don't do it. So they wait a couple of weeks, then all of a sudden, then he says that the raids are back on, and then nothing of these major raids really surfaced. And I guess, you know, here again, you have the president kind of making these warning sounds, and, you know, what does that say about him for the immigrant advocacy community?
Sure. So the last month and a half, the immigrant advocates, and the immigrants, and especially undocumented immigrants themselves, were under intense just panic and worry and anxiety over these, like, you know, news about widespread ICE raids and activities in the communities. So I think that, you know, the response to these, both the local actions and what the administrative region is doing nationally, has been intense and near universal. So, you know, we saw mayors, including our mayor, Lightfoot, directing the Chicago Police Department not to collaborate with ICE. We saw, you know, the mayor actually walking with our organization and many other advocates along 26th Street, Little Village, twice to pass out Know Your Rights materials for our businesses and residents, so that they're not afraid. That she also increased the Legal Protection Fund by 20%, which is the program that NIJC and the Resurrection Project runs to protect immigrants and provide legal defense. You know, we saw the faith community did put out an action through all their congregations to say, hey, on the weekends, why don't you go to Little Village? Why don't you go to Chinatown and spend money there? But also, just more importantly, be eyes and ears on the ground in case ICE comes, right? So, you know, one, I think that the news and, you know, even the president himself, right, made public these raid plans, and so that incurred a huge reaction from allies and advocates and elected officials, and say, look, this isn't our country, right, that we're taking our country back and that we're going to protect our immigrant workers and immigrant families. And, you know, as a result, I think that in large part contributed to how, you know, many ICE actions did not happen, and some cases that did were disrupted, right, by neighbors, by police not cooperating, and just by folks taking care of each other. I think that it's a kind of a dark and anxious time, especially for the undocumented community, but I also think that we're seeing many different sectors and unlikely allies standing up to who we are as a country.
That's Rebecca Shee, the executive director of the Illinois Business Immigration Coalition. Rebecca, as always, thank you so much. Safe travels getting back to Chicago.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on, Rick.